You remember that the wise men came and brought gifts to Jesus and they worshipped him. And then you might remember that they had a dream warning them that things weren't safe for the baby. And so they knew that they had to go home by a secret way. And then we know also that Joseph had a dream telling him that baby Jesus wasn't safe in Bethlehem. And so he knew that he needed to take his little family and go somewhere else where they would be safe. And so they traveled secretly and they traveled quickly. And because they were in such a hurry and had to hide so much, there was a lot of times when they were pretty cold and pretty hungry. And as they journeyed along one night, they came to a town and they were tired because they'd been walking a long time that day. The town was kind of a grim-looking place. All the doors were locked up tight. All the windows were shuttered. There was no light shining anywhere. And no sounds of voices, no laughter. The only sound they heard was the sound of some dogs barking. So they felt kind of an extra chill, but they were too tired to walk any farther. And so they chose a little hut on the edge of the town, and Joseph knocked at the door. An old woman opened the door, and she said, "Go away. You're not welcome here. Our town is not interested in travelers, and I am especially not interested because I am poor and I don't have anything to offer." And just before this frightened, angry old woman could slam the door in their faces, Mary stepped forward. And in the crook of her arm, there was baby Jesus. And the old woman looked at that baby, and she heard Mary saying, "Please let us come in. We're very cold." And she said, "All right." And she opened the door, because that baby just looked so peaceful as he slept. And so in they came, and she threw a small log on her little fire, and she gave them a place to sit near the fire. And after a few minutes, Joseph said, "Do you think you might be able to give us something to eat? We're really hungry." "I told you," said the old woman, "all I have is this half a loaf of bread and this little piece of cheese. There is nothing else." And the baby started to whimper. And the woman looked at the baby Jesus, even crying from hunger. He looked beautiful. And so she said, "All right, you can share my bread and share my cheese, and I'll milk the goat, and we'll have some milk to drink too." And so the family made a little dinner, and they were able to fall asleep. In the morning when they woke up, it was cold, just like this morning. A little bit of ice on the ground, a cold wind blowing. And Mary and Joseph were getting ready for the journey. And baby Jesus was sitting on the floor and he was playing with the fringe of the old woman's blanket. And as she looked at that baby again, something funny happened to her heart. She just felt different than she'd ever felt before. And she said to Mary and Joseph, "Please take my blanket. It will help you keep your baby warm." And then she said, "Please take my goat. That way you'll be able to help feed your baby on the journey." "Thank you. Thank you for your kindness," said Mary and Joseph, and they went on their way. But they hadn't even made it through town and out the other side before they started hearing voices of three men yelling at them, "Stop, thieves, stop! You've stolen the old woman's goat, and that looks like her blanket as well." "No," said Joseph, "we didn't steal anything. These were a gift." "Ha," said the three men, "that old woman has never given a gift to anybody in her life." And then Mary turned around, and there was baby Jesus snuggled in her arms. And he looked into the eyes of those three men very solemnly. And they looked back, and they said, "Never mind, go your way." And so Mary and Joseph slipped away another day on their journey to safety. And as the day went by, those three men, the baker and the butcher and the cloth merchant, found themselves thinking frequently about that old woman. And these were strange thoughts because nobody in this town had ever had a thought for the welfare of someone else before. But they were thinking, "Gosh, it's cold today, and she doesn't have her blanket, and she doesn't have her goat." And at the end of the day, the baker took some loaves of bread that he hadn't sold, and he set out for the old woman's house. And on the way, he met the butcher, who was leading two goats. And when they arrived, there was the cloth merchant with a new blanket and a bundle of wood. And together the three went inside and they helped build up the fire and they presented their gifts. And they said, "We're really sorry that your goat was stolen and your blanket was stolen, but maybe these things will help you." And the old woman said, "My goat and my blanket were not stolen. I gave them away along with the last of my food, and I gave them happily. But I have been cold and hungry today, so thank you for your kindness and these gifts that you have brought me." And in this way, the old woman and the businessmen of the town found out how good it felt to do something kind and thoughtful for someone else. And they began to look for other ways to do kind things for their neighbors. And over time, there was a little more laughter, a little more singing, a little more talk in that town. And when nighttime would fall, the people weren't ready to lock their doors and go inside all alone. They would walk up and down the streets visiting and singing and laughing together. And eventually, they even built an inn where travelers could stay who passed through the town, and they became known as a very friendly and a very welcoming place. And we know that Jesus, in fact, did get safely all the way to Egypt, and then he got safely all the way back to Nazareth. And that no matter where he went, no matter how old he got, he kept trying to teach people how wonderful it could be to love your neighbor as yourself. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we ask that you help us to see Jesus. Help us to welcome Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.